pay more attention to the actual output of work rather than the way people talk. This can be especially tricky when women and men are working in teams. One problem that comes up sometimes is that women and men may have different ideas about what a team is. So for many men, a team is a group that has a coach or a captain. The one who's best may be the one who's really in charge. Many women often make the assumption that working in a team means we're all equal. So that's one problem that you can have. A more difficult problem is that even though the work is being done in teams, rewards still go to individuals. Promotions, raises, merit increases are handed out to individuals. And so the question of who really did the work on the team becomes important. In companies where I did my research, I frequently found a sense of frustration, especially among women, who felt that they had done the majority of the work on the team, but they didn't get the credit. Often it was their assumption that it would be poor form for them to go outside the team and boast about having done the work. So they would say, "we," to refer to the work of the team, even though they personally had done it. When it came to getting credit, frequently it was the team member who had gone outside the group and talked about it the most vociferously who got the credit. And I'm thinking of one example in which a young man who worked on a team with a number of women was the first one to go to the boss and the boss's boss and talk about the terrific findings and accomplishments of the team. He wasn't prevaricating. The team had done it, and he was on the team, but he didn't happen to have been the person on the team who did most of the work, yet he was the one who ended up getting most of the credit because he went and talked about it. This presents a problem for certain women, and many women perhaps in workplaces, who feel that it's inappropriate to boast and brag, and yet they need to call attention to what they've done in some way. Some suggestions that I make about this include: if you don't feel comfortable talking about what you've done, you could get in the habit of sending superiors and colleagues copies of written work that you've done. So if you're coming up with a certain finding and you send copies to people outside the team, they will therefore know that you were the one who did it. Often it's the person in the subordinate position who tends to pay more attention to ways of speaking. This comes out in the following example. I was told by a woman who owned a bookstore that she had had a problem with her manager. She felt she had told him to do something, and then a week later it hadn't been done. She had a talk with him, and they traced it to a conversation that went something like this. She had said to him, "The bookkeeper needs help with the billing. How would you feel about helping her out?" And he said, "Fine." By which he meant, "Fine, I'll think about how I would feel about helping the bookkeeper out." It wasn't that he didn't intend to do it, but he hadn't picked up that this was something she wanted him to do right away. The offhand way in which she expressed it gave him the impression that it was something he could do when he got around to it. When I spoke to the same bookstore owner about a month later, I said, "How are things with your manager?" She said, "Oh, great, we're not having any more troubles like that." "How nice," I said. "Have you changed your way of giving him instructions?" "Oh, no," she said. "I talk the same way. But now he knows how I mean it." Because she was the boss, she owned the bookstore, he worked for her, it was incumbent upon him to adjust so that he wouldn't lose his job. In reality, though, I think it is even more important for people in the superior positions, the CEOs and the top management, to make it their business to accurately gauge the styles of the people who are reporting to them. If you promote the person who talked about the work done on the team and not the person who did the work, the person you're promoting is not going to do that good work when he gets in his next job. Sometimes you can simply double check with the person, and here's another example that came up in a company where I did my research. A man who was the head of a division had to choose someone to be promoted to a higher position. He discussed it with his boss, who happened to be a woman, And she pointed out that she thought he should invite a particular woman in his group to take the higher-ranking job. He said, oh, she doesn't want to be promoted.